Well, happy New Year, Date Night family. Before we start our last episode of the year, Bree and I would like to ask you to pray about something. As you may know, For the Gospel, including our podcast, is a 100% non-for-profit ministry. And this year, For the Gospel Ministries has impacted nearly 9 million lives. And it's your generosity that makes it all possible. So, if FTG has been a blessing to you and the Lord prompts, please consider making a year-end donation so we can share more truth in 2023 and beyond. To give, just visit forthegospel.org. Again, Happy New Year, Date Night family. Howdy ho, Date Night fam. We trust your week is off to a great start and pray you're expectant for all God will do in 2023.
Howdy ho! Home Improvement?
Yes, it was actually.
You're kind of like the older version of Tim the Tool Man.
Jokes that aren't funny, or because I can't use my tools.
No, I was just gonna say cute and silly.
Aw, thanks, babe. Okay, before we go a second longer, we got to make a big announcement. So, drum roll, please. Thank you, my love. On January 8th, it's about a week from now, Dr. Stephen Lawson will be preaching here at Mission Bible. So if you're in the area, be sure to come by. Again, that's January 8th. Lawson will be in the house.
Okay, so we've got a power-packed double date today with two of our favorite friends. They both were dramatically saved a few years ago. Heath after a notable NFL career, and Chrissy after building a world-changing weight loss business. And now they're just on fire, literally giving their life to save orphans.
Yeah, they're living James 1:27. So Date Night fam, buckle your seatbelts. You're absolutely going to love this couple.
Here they are now.
Heath and Chrissy, thanks for doing another date night with us.
We are so excited you're here.
We're so glad to be here.
Yeah, I mean,
for round two.
Round two, yes, sir. Thank you for letting everyone know. We've had audio issues in the past. It's our fault, of course. And so here we are doing round two. And
oh, we thought we were back by popular demand.
That's what Bree told us. I mean, we never saw the first one go get posted, but we just
that assumed. That is so funny. We should have just told you that. Hey, there was so much traction on that first one. We had to have you back.
Yes,
you
know? We honestly just wanted to be back with you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Whenever the Lord brings you guys to mind, that's right. Whenever the Lord brings you guys to mind, I always just think passion. It's like a nonstop, no quit passion. And so we are so thankful to have you back on. Let me kind of jump right in real quick and make sure the Date Night family gets to know you and love you like we do. For those that may not. So here's the resume, everybody. Heath was a tailback, and Heath, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. I think it's King's Academy, right? Is that Florida?
Yep. West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yep. Auburn, Seahawks. Yep. Dolphins, Patriots, Saints. Did I get all that right?
Beautiful.
Okay. On NFL Network for a couple years, and then two daughters, right? You had Ava and Naomi. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Yes, that's what I remembered. One is at TMU, and
she will be starting TMU in the fall.
Okay, TMU, and then another enjoys, by the way, TMU, if you don't know, that's the Masters University, and one enjoys cattle roping.
Yes, or the dogs in the backyard as well.
Okay.
Just roping any animal.
Yes,
awesome.
Anything moving. You've got me a couple
goat
times.
Goat tying.
Yeah.
And Chrissy, let me just read from your site because this is powerhouse stuff. Okay, I'm going to read this right from your website. Quote: I'm Christine Evans, the founder of Weight Loss Hero. I tried everything to lose weight. It failed. I finally fixed my mindset, my diet, and started working out and lost 150 pounds, but that wasn't the end. I may have lost all my weight, but was still a dysfunctional wreck. And that's when Jesus saved my soul and showed me a life that was finally worth living.
Wow. Mm.
That's on my website?
That's on your website.
Baby, I wrote that. Half of it's true.
I haven't looked in a while. Yes, that's me.
Love it. That's a beautiful resume. So you have the daughters, cattle roping, TMU. There's one other thing we got to do here, just because of the time of year, college football playoff. Heath, what are your picks?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think who's in it. We got Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, and then TCU got in somehow after getting embarrassed in their conference championship. Not quite sure how that happened. I'm going to roll with Georgia. I'm always going to take coaching. I know people always look at players. I've been around a lot of great players, been around a few great coaches. I'm always going to go with the coaches. So the croaches. I don't know what a croach is, but I'm going to go with the coaches.
Yes.
There we go.
And which coaches are you picking?
I'm going to go Georgia. Okay. I think when you talk top to bottom, you got to play three phases of a game. People love offense. They love points and all those things. But if you don't play championship defense and special teams, you don't win championships.
Mm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I give that an amen. It's football. You can give an amen. I guess you can. In the South, in Texas, everyone gives amens to football. And Chrissy, we just learned something new about you. You're gonna have to lean extra close to the microphone on this one so no one misses this. But you're a rapper. You have a past where you were dropping rhymes. Is this true?
I have dropped exactly one rhyme.
Okay. Can you share career. A little bit with us just so
You've
everyone can
it.
Know you gotta do it. It's so good. Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I gotta take this thing out of my ear because I'm echoing a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and put that mic close to your mouth.
Yeah, let's hear this.
She's warming up.
Should Is I it, drop something?
Are they like dropping a beat for me or anything? I can't.
Tony, are you going to drop the beat? Oh, there we go.
My name is Christine Evans. I'm coming to you today. I lost a lot of weight and now I'm showing you the way. Diets and workouts, it all seems so confusing. No wonder in this world that none of us are losing. I'm not going to keep going.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Hey, do we have applause? Do we have any applause buttons? Ethan, is there anything we can play for her? Just to, yes. Let him
there
know.
We go.
Let him know.
There you go.
All right. Introductions are done. Let's go ahead and break your story up into three parts. And we'll just like really briefly do the love story, how you met, then two, the gospel story, the conversion. And then let's really focus in on the ministry story and how you guys are wanting to care for all the orphans in Texas. That sound good?
I love it.
Sounds good.
All right. So let's start with love. Heath, when did you know Chrissy was the one?
Oh, boy. Well, in about our third conversation, she just told me she was. And so I was like, all right, this is cool. This is the way it goes. I'm kidding.
I'm like, listen here.
It was quick, though. Our conversation started around my love and affection for Naomi and quickly diverted into, oh, my gosh, this girl's humble and kind and witty, and she can put up with me, and she's really hungry to know God and love God. And, oh, yeah, she's really pretty. So this just is looking well. So I brought all my men in my life into the circle of influence. Hey, what do we think? And the good Lord took it from there.
Love it. Mm. I absolutely love it. And Chrissy, what is it that you love most about Heath?
I love how bold Heath is. Like, he is unapologetically bold. I think that's what I love. I think that was the thing. That's all.
Pastor, until I'm bold with her.
Right. That's also the thing, you know, that people like sometimes.
Oh, that's good.
That's funny.
We're the best. Absolutely. There is not a day that goes by where we don't kind of walk by each other, or at some point in the day where like we literally praise God verbally to each other for what a gift he gave to undeserving sinners in regards to this beautiful marriage.
Mm. Amen. That's a perfect place to turn. So you guys fall in love. And by the way, let me just ask, you said boldness. Let me just ask you, Heath, what's the thing about Chrissy that makes her stand out to everyone where you would say, you know, this is the gal I want to spend the next 40 years of my life with?
There's a lot. The first time she came out to California to visit the girls and I had an opportunity to see her in a circle of women around her. These were women that she had impacted through weight loss. We are in LA, and we probably had about 13 or 14 women on a day's notice drive anywhere from about 2.5 hours to 45 minutes to meet her. She stood humbly in the middle of a circle, in the middle of a busy, loud gym, and just influenced and loved and encouraged these women with her past pain, her past heartache, past struggles. And I remember that day in that gym like it was yesterday. I've been around a lot of exceptional people, mostly men in great leadership spots. And I've never seen a group of people gravitate towards someone like I watched those women gravitate towards her. And it was really a powerful thing. But she has a tender spirit that wants to know God. And I love that. And it won my heart quick.
That's beautiful.
That's a perfect place to turn. Heath, when did the Lord open your eyes? What was that like?
Oh, boy. As Chris I were remembering last night, it was abrupt. The Lord and his perfect sovereignty and providence flipped my life upside down by me getting fired from NFL Network for something I didn't do. But in God's great grace, I thought I was a Christian. I would have just said that I was carnal and living in my sin, but I'm a child of God. Through those devastating circumstances and situations, God led me back to his word. And then for the first time ever, I was 38, opened up my eyes to his word. I had read it numerous times through and through. Did not see it. Did not love it. Did not love him. And through truly international embarrassment and a humbling process, God opened my eyes to his great love. And as I started understanding the scriptures for the first time, I started understanding that God owed me nothing and he gave me everything. And the word came alive to me, and it was no longer, it wasn't burdensome to love him. It wasn't burdensome to obey him. Even in the worst situation of my life, which I've had a cupcake snowflake life, but in the midst of all that embarrassment and everything else through the fire and NFL Network, I just fell in love with Jesus and the real God of the Bible.
You know what I love about this picture right here is that, you know, there will be thousands of people around the world who've never met you and don't know you the way that I've had the privilege of getting to know you. But here's a guy, you know, a man who has literally ran over people for a living and can bench press, something twice my weight. And yet when it comes to the things of the heart, there's no issue with weeping, and there's no issue with mourning over sin. There's no issue with being amazed, even in tears, at the goodness and the marvelous beauties of Jesus Christ and having your affections stirred for him. That's what I love about this picture, is that for any guy around the world, no matter how big and tough and strong they are, at the end of the day, coming to Christ brings us to our knees and it softens our heart and it turns us into being a new man. Would you agree with that?
You can't help it. Chrissy's like, he's the crier in our home. Someone asked Ava a few months ago, you know, what's the difference between your dad now and then before he got saved? She's like, he just cries a lot. But it's always about the great grace of my great God.
Amen. And Chrissy, can you tell us when you were saved, was it like Heath's experience?
No, it was nothing like Heath's experience. In fact, that was actually gave me a lot of pause when we first met, because I wanted my transformation to look like his, and it just didn't. And I had to learn, and God had to show me that just because mine didn't look exactly like his didn't make mine wrong. For me, it was very similar. I definitely remember a period of time. I had a period of time where I was completely against God. I was for everything of this world. I wanted status, recognition, self-love was my favorite thing. And I definitely remember a shift in my life where I cried out to God for the first time in prayer. And I remember that, you know, God began a work in me, but mine would look a lot more like a wrestling than an overnight a change. You would see change slowly, but I still loved my sin. I had one foot in, one foot out. And for a time period, I was very drawn to false teachers, teaching a false message, teaching a false Christ that were ultimately helping me feel comfortable in my sin. It was at the point I would love to watch sermons because they'd make me feel good about me. And then I would open God's word and I'd be like, ooh, like wrath and judgment and all of this. And I'm like, oh, I just watch another sermon because that makes me feel good. And so somewhere along this way, I actually always joke that when Heath and I met, he was being discipled by Mark Dever, who I know you guys know. And, you know, it's just not every guy you meet is every night getting on the phone with a pastor at 9 p.m. sharp. Like, that's a little odd behavior. And we're just getting to know each other. Like, we have no mutual friends. I don't know that he's not lying to me. And I even had a friend who's like, maybe this is like a parole officer or something. Like, you know? And so I remember looking up Mark Dever's name, and it said, what did it? Oh, he's a Calvinist. And I remember being like, oh no, we are not equally yoked. I didn't even know what Calvinism was, but I just knew it was bad. And so, you know, I'm like, elect, predestination, there you go. So I decided to disprove Mark Dever and Calvinism in one evening. This was kind of my thing. And it's just so funny because God just so used these conversations to, he had already really pulled me away from these false teachers, but I didn't fully understand the things that I do today. And obviously every day we learn new things, but through me trying to disprove Calvinism and Mark Dever simultaneously, he just blew my eyes open to the truth of the gospel.
Hmm. Wow.
That's so powerful.
That's incredible.
Pastor, I woke up the next morning to a 70-page dissertation text. I swear it took me an hour and a half to read it all. I think she taught me something. So,
so the dissertation that began as a treatment against Calvinism turned into a 70-page dissertation on what? The sovereignty of God, or what was it?
I mean, yes.
Basically.
Wow.
Well, it's that one was about self-love. So I was all like quoting the verse, like, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. This means we should work more on our self-love. That was kind of where I was at. And so it's, I just remember, I'm just like, the more you know about the gospel, it's everything against self-love. We don't need to love ourselves. We already love ourselves. And so it was kind of my uncovering that. It was just a whole series of all kinds of different things.
Well, she would say things early on in our dating relationship, and I would be like, prove it. And I would know that by God's grace, I can kind of just biblically just scroll through Genesis, Exodus, Matthew, whatever, and gently disprove her. But I just, by God's grace, I was just like, prove it. Mm. Well, I loved it because she would go try to prove it. And she would come back and be like, oh gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Make the Bible your source of authority. Yes. So you prove it.
Yeah.
It's in the text. It's God's word. It's God breathed. Yep. So that is a perfect spot to make a turn into. And I really want to make sure that everyone understands the beauty of this ministry that you guys are currently launching. I mean, it is so like right now, real time, that you're getting notifications even during this podcast to like go pick up kids. So you just mentioned self-love and how everything in the gospel is contrary to that. It's not about what I'm doing. It's about what he's done. And the outflow of what Christ has done for me becomes an outflow of love towards other people. And I know that it's your dream to help, I think, as you've mentioned to me, all the orphans in Texas. And you actually said that, non-mitigating speech, dogmatically. Our goal, our dream is to help all of the orphans in Texas. I think, as I recall, the move is towards what, Bethesda? Is that the name of the...
Yeah, of Bethesda Ranch.
The ranch. Okay. Tell us about it. Give us the big picture.
My dear bride, go for it.
All right. Well, a couple of years ago, we were both simultaneously going through our Bible reading, and we were in different places. And even being in different places, we could not avoid God's heart for the orphan and the widow. And both of us have had a heart for the orphan in different ways. So my heart has always been for special needs. I have a special needs brother. I think that makes sense. When you look at the statistics, understanding that the special needs, the sibling groups, the older teenagers have a really, really rough go of it if they'll ever be adopted. And so we just kind of started talking. And of course, the way that we work is we're never going to be like, do you want to adopt one child? We're like, we want to adopt all of them. It's kind of like how the initial conversation escalated within just a few minutes. And so we started just researching and better understanding the needs. Now, we were in California at the time, and we didn't even know that Texas, if it's not the worst state in the United States for the foster care situation here, it's up there in the top few. And you know, God just providentially moved us here. And our goal, you know, when we moved here, we thought our goal was to kind of start a ranch with a neighborhood, with homes, and have, you know, Christian families come in and help just raise these kids. And we're still in the praying process of exactly what this looks like. But the more we learn about this system and how messed up it is and how broken it is from beginning to end, Keith just started being like, we need to take over the entire foster care system. And really, God's people should be doing this. God cares for the orphan and the widow. Why is the government running this? Mm. I'm sure y'all have heard of George Mueller. Mm-hmm. And George Mueller is well known for his faith walk and for his prayers. And he cared for thousands and thousands of orphans. They lined the streets of his death for the work that he did, caring for the things that God cares about. And so that's our current mission, and that's what we're currently praying about. We are walking out, you know, private adoption. As long as we've got a room open, then who can we take and who can we impact in the meantime while we wait on God to really show us what the next steps are?
I love your hearts. And you guys recently were approved by the state, right?
We were, yes.
Yes. And what have the early days been like for you guys?
We're always sitting around waiting, right? So during Thanksgiving, we had a 17-year-old man named Seldon in our home. He was a joy. He was sweet and kind and tender. We learned a lot in 48 hours about the state's position on dope these kids up to all high heaven so they can't feel anything. Mm-hmm. Angers my soul. Gives us greater understanding of what must be done for these kids. So today we're waiting on a call for a potential 9-month-old little boy named Elijah, who apparently maybe mom and dad just don't want him anymore. So we know this. God's word in Psalm 68:5 says that he's a father to the fatherless. This fatherless word has, God's opened our eyes that this is different than just orphans. We have so many fatherless children whose fathers are not dead. They are just absent. And so we understand God's adoptive love for his bride. How can his bride not give their lives to do that in return, especially to these children? I don't need to remind any seasoned gospel lover of our great Messiah's words around children and his heart and passion for them and what he will do to people that hinder them coming to him. He is both the lion and the lamb when it comes to these children as well. And so we are prayerfully considering, God, how do we take over the foster care system? How do we take back what is your heart? How do we do what Psalm 68:5 says you are in your holy habitation? You are a father to the fatherless. How do we do that, God? Show us. And so BethesdaRanch.com is .org, excuse me. That's why the brains of the operation is here with me.
Well, let's pause there. I want to make sure everyone gets to hear that. So yeah. So you have the website up. It's BethesdaRanch.org?
Yes.
Okay, let me say
that
again.
It's not that exciting.
Well, that's okay. Well, it's super exciting at a spiritual level, and it's super exciting for the kids that will be protected and cared for and loved. Mm-hmm. So BethesdaRanch.org. In fact, let's just do a plug right there. So if you're listening anywhere around the world, you're going, you know what? I think I have a heart for that kind of stuff. I'd love to learn how to do it. I'd love to learn more. I'd love to support this. Obviously, you can follow Heath and Chrissy on Instagram. Heath Evans is just his name, and then Weight Loss Hero for Chrissy, but also now BethesdaRanch.org. In fact, let me throw a quote at you guys, and then either one can answer. Actually, ladies first. So this will be for Chrissy first. And this is, you mentioned George Mueller, so let's do his quote. Quote, he said, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible, end quote. What's your response to that, Miss Chrissy?
I hate things like this. Don't make me think quickly.
Okay.
Don't make me think I'm like,
well, then throw it off to your husband. He's your protector and provider. Let him defend you.
Who is God? He is everything. Tony, you already said, go to the word. Who has he proven to be for thousands of years? I believe him. I also believe when my Messiah hung on that cross and said, it's finished. And so we can live fearless and reckless abandon to say, God, I am going to live like a fool. And I'm going to take you at every single dot of your word. And I believe the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours. And I believe that you would love to give us all these finances to take care of these kids that you knitted together in their mother's womb. God, I believe you. Now use me. I know you don't need me. I know you don't need us. I know that you are God. Show us what to do.
Come on.
Chrissy said that Bethesda, you know, ranch.org it's nothing right now because we don't know exactly how God has called us to be his hands and feet. We rest in the fact that God does not need us, but he loves us. And we know his adoptive love. We know a little bit about what he paid to ransom us. How in the heck are we not going to give our lives to ransom and adopt others? And so we say take over the foster care system. I'm hoping that God will give us a recipe for success that can be duplicated across the country, that people will have to bow to the living God and say, there's no way that could be done unless the God of the universe does it. That Ezekiel 36 says that when God does his work in his people, those lost people will look and say, wow, God did that. Mm-hmm. They might not love him. They might not serve him, but they will know that God showed up and showed out. I believe that's what he's going to do. How? I've got no clue. We're just prayerfully and weekly fasting that God would say, here's the next step. And he keeps doing that faithfully.
And Chrissy, obviously Heath is a forward-thinking, driven man of God. What's it like when you hear him share things like that? And I know that you have just as much passion, but what's it like when you hear your husband get that emotional and you see that he's that committed to things of the gospel?
Oh, I love it. And these are conversations that are very daily common in our home. And it's something that we're equally yoked on too. You know, this would be super problematic if today when we got a call to take in a baby and I'm like, let's do it. And he's like, oh, and he's cautious and guarded. And well, what about this? To be married to someone that we can just both like, yeah, we might take a baby today. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, think about the life change that would be, but to just want to both live with open hands and be like, hey God, if it's for us, then give it to us. And if it's not, then keep it from us. And just to live that way. And so it's awesome. And I'm so glad he answered the question.
Let me just probe there real quick, if I may, because you just brought up something that I think could be super helpful for other people listening. You know, you do have a really successful business. You have been, in quote, a mover and shaker, and now you guys are married, and Heath also has had a pretty successful life. What's that like? Getting on the same page, coming to alignment, and learning to kind of pull together in a direction. Has that been easy? Has it been hard?
God has made it really easy for us. Yeah. I think on our own, it would have been really difficult. We both surrender to God first. And so because of that, everything that comes after it is easy. If this was my agenda or if this was his agenda, then, and we were each focused on our own agendas, we would become very selfish very quickly of, oh, my business is important or his business is important. And so for both of us, you know, he actually asked me this when we were dating. He's like, what would you do if God took Weight Loss Hero from you today? And I had to pause. I had to think about that. Like, I don't know. And as I prayed about it and as I thought about it, I'm like, well, if he took it from me, he gave it to me. Like, it's his, he can have it. And so that's just how we choose to live. And it's super different than how the world chooses to live. And so that's been obviously a process of God those things out in us, but it's been a beautiful thing to be a part of.
So the Lord took two independent lives that were living for themselves, put them together, and now it's one beautiful life, one beautiful covenant that's living for him. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah. By God's grace.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, hey, you also told me, and this is just totally random, I'm pulling this out of left field, you told me that you're doing a spiritual discipline boot camp with Dever. Is that still happening? Or are you still dreaming that up, or is it kind of in the works? Am I jumping
still,
ahead?
Still dreaming it up. Okay. It is going to be now a fundraiser for Bethesda Ranch. You know, I want to start building an army of men and women and families that want to obviously commit to knowing what are the attributes of God and what is the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also that want to financially give and sacrifice to the point where it hurts to help us in this endeavor with Bethesda Ranch. So all that here in the near future will be going towards raising money and funds
So if there's anybody listening who says, you know what, I'd love to learn about more about God from Mark Dever. I'd love to learn what it means to transform Texas with Heath Evans. Is there a way that they can be a part of that?
Yeah, it will go back to what you said a minute ago. At Heath Evans 44, follow us on Instagram, follow us on social.
Reach out to us.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to get involved, you know, Built Ready and Weight Loss Hero are two programs that exist to point people to the love of Jesus Christ. Chrissy does it through just weight loss for women. I do it through taking men and discipling them in the Word of God and then helping them with their physical disciplines. I believe what God told us in Timothy, that our bodily training is of some value, but we better be training in godliness because that has value today and the life to come. And so that's the Built Ready methodology. The Weight Loss Hero methodology is, how do we lose weight for the glory of God? By God's grace, he's using us both.
Love it. That is so good.
So do we all get traps like you if we join the program?
You got to hit a lot of people for a lot of years with your face.
Okay, all right. To get I don't know if anyone knows this, but you know, that's my nickname for this man is Traps. Just call him Traps. His traps are as big as my kitchen table. So we typically, at the end of these date night double dates, we'll do like a bullet round and we'll throw out a few words and you guys fire back responses. Are you guys down for that?
I mean, listen, I'm down for anything. Chrissy's crying over here.
Okay, she's nervous.
This brilliant, beautiful woman, when you put her on the spot, it's like frozen ice.
It's like if I have to be creative on the spot, my brain is like, it just doesn't work.
I am right there with you, Chrissy.
We love to participate.
I love it. So here's what we'll do. We'll do like an applause if you get it right. I don't know if we have any angry buttons if you get it wrong or not. Do we have Sproul? Do we have Lawson? Do we have anything, Ethan? I don't know. He's looking on the board right now to see if we might have something. I know you love Sproul and you love Lawson. Which one, Ethan, should we give him? I'll let you pick. Give us some men. You get Lawson. Okay. So if you get it wrong, amen. If Ethan in any way feels that you've butchered these questions, then you're getting some Dr. Steve. All right, here we go. So let's go ahead. We don't do Jeopardy anymore. I don't think we have that button anymore. So you want to sing it for us?
Do we both answer? I can't remember.
You can throw out either one anytime. You just throw it out. I don't even know. Do we do Jeopardy or does Mom, do you want to sing it for us?
Me sing?
Can you whistle it? Oh, we've got a drum. We're doing drum rolls now. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Bill Belichick.
Goat.
Give us some men who know.
Ethan's not happy.
Ethan.
You guys got to talk, man. You have to. All right. Now, does everyone know what that means? Goat, greatest of all time. You know that?
Okay. I'm learning that right now.
Got it.
Bree.
Okay.
I taught Chrissy a few months ago when we were talking about Tom
Chrissy
Brady.
Chrissy responds to Belichick. Do you care?
My response?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have anything.
Okay.
She knows nothing about
All right, here we go.
I've heard stories.
Drum roll, please. Number two. And it is the longest drum roll in history. Cats.
Oh, they're terrible.
Thank you.
Okay, number three. No drum roll. George Mueller.
Oh.
Saint.
I know. An incredible man of God.
Listen, Paul Washer would be like, there are no great men of God. Mueller might have been kind of the closest.
Only puny men who serve a great God. I love that. Amen. That was so well done. Amen. All right. How about your marriage?
The best.
Wonderful.
Goat.
Yay!
And last one, Christ.
Oh.
Better than our marriage.
Yeah.
We just said that was the best. We failed.
Propitiation. Yeah. I laugh. But just thinking about the great payment, the debt, and the satisfaction of God. I mean, listen, we're supposed to grow in our grace and knowledge of him every day. 1 Peter 3, listen, we need more understanding of Christ's sacrifice of the cross and we'll be the happiest, most joyful, most powerful people in the world. Mm-hmm. And our marriages for sure will present the gospel to a lost and dying world.
Amen. Let me just say, on that note, that is a perfect finish. You are a pleasure, both of you. You make life fun. Your energy is contagious, but your love for Christ is obvious, and it is palpable. We feel absolutely honored to call you friends and just want to say thank you so much for doing this.
Chrissy, your love for others is so beautiful, and you just beam with radiant joy, and I'm just so glad that we get to be sisters in Christ. So thank you guys for coming on.
Me too. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Okay, make sure we're clear on this. BethesdaRanch.com, is that right?
Org. BethesdaRanch. The guys are messing it up.
.org, okay? BethesdaRanch.org. Anyone in the world, you want to be a part of something that's going to impact Texas and beyond, check it out. Well, I think this couple deserves a well-earned round of applause. All right, my love, let me go get your door for you.
Thank you.
I know. What a wonderful date it's been. Mm-hmm. I sure love them. What was your big takeaway?
My big takeaway, I'm obviously moved by their deeply merciful hearts to care for boys and girls, but another thing that stuck out to me was Chrissy's pursuit of God through the scriptures. I mean, when she referenced the way false teachers made it all about her and the word made it all about God, I just wanted to stand up and start clapping.
Me too. Yes and amen.
What about you?
You know, I'm always moved by Heath's passion, and I get it. You know, the guy's wired that way, and that's why he played in the NFL, but it's obviously deeper than that. He loves Christ, and that encourages me. It convicts me. I know that our natural fleshly makeup is always to seek comfort, and we want to spend virtually our entire life seeking comfort, you know, but when you see a life like that of self-denial that seeks God's kingdom and his righteousness and lays down his life for others, man, that's a motivating factor. That's a motivating man, and I love Heath.
Amen.
Well, hey, Date Night family, we pray that what we've seen today from Heath and Chrissy is true for all of us as we head into 2023. So let's go ahead and take this year. Let's offer it to the Lord. Let's do everything we can for his glory. Heavenly Father, Jesus, our Lord, gave everything. He said no to heaven. He said no to glory, to worship and praise. And he took the form of a man to suffer as a man and even die as a man in order to save sinful men. So Lord, help us to follow his lead as we head into this year, to count all things lost compared to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord, for whom we've suffered all the loss of those things. And we count it rubbish in order that we may know him and be found in him. So Heavenly Father, these things we pray in his name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, Date Night fam, blessed new year. Lord willing, we will be back in 168 short hours. Thanks to the wonderful people of Mission Bible, Ethan, our producer, keep living for the gospel and fighting for the family.
Happy New Year.